This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so you can join us on the Skype. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us in some cases. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, you've got me, Ian.
Mike.
And Mark, back from paradise.
You've returned from the warm weather of Florida to come back to 36-degree Keene, New Hampshire. Welcome back.
Yeah. It was a bit of a shock walking out of the airport, I got to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, here you are. Did you spend any Dash in Bitcoin at point of sale while you were down there?
Point of sale? I don't think I did. No. I did do some transactions with people.
Really?
But, you know, I mean, just trying to spread the word, trying to get Dash in people's hands and stuff like that.
Cool.
Everybody that I've been talking to about Bitcoin,
they want Bitcoin.
For the last 5, 6, 7 years down in Florida, and it all sounds like a bunch of cockamamie crazy stuff to them, are now very, very, very interested in getting their hands on Bitcoin.
So it had sounded crazy, but now it's something they want.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are experiencing, where people who, you know, friends or whatever, family members that they talked to in the past about Bitcoin had written them off as crazy lunatics.
I think all those people had probably already written me off as a crazy lunatic, mm-hmm. and this was just another one of the ramblings of a crazy lunatic.
But in this case, you were right, and Bitcoin is right now at record highs again as we speak here. Last night it was at a record high. It's now over $1,000 more than what it was last night as we are talking to you here on Wednesday evening at about 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's $13,909 on BitcoinAverage.com, which means that probably at some exchanges around the world it's over $14,000.
It's a bubble.
Well, if it is a bubble, it's
either a bubble or it's an adoption curve. It can only be one of those two, right?
Well, you could have both. You know.
Right, there's going to be a bubble within the adoption curve,
right.
And it does seem like there's jump ups and then drop downs.
Yeah, it dropped down 25% last week when it went from like 12,000 to 9,000.
In any other industry,
and came back.
You would call that a bubble. If you saw a drop
of 25%.
20, 25, 30%, which you're seeing in Bitcoin several times in the last couple quarters, you'd call that a bubble. But, you know, people won't acknowledge those as bubbles. They say the whole thing's a bubble.
Well, it could go down.
I don't have any clue. Sure, there could be giant, big-moneyed investors that are moving into Bitcoin now, looking to put it in exchange-traded funds and hedge funds and all those things, and it just, pop, disappears tomorrow.
But it doesn't seem likely.
No, it doesn't seem very likely to me. Now, I will say this. Bitcoin ain't what she used to be. Mm-hmm. It isn't a functioning currency.
No. There's been some serious issues.
It's
in fact,
shifting into a store of value almost exclusively.
Yeah, but how long can it stay like that is really the question. I mean, I know everybody seems to think this gravy train's just going to keep on rolling forward and upward.
And it may.
But I just don't buy it. I mean, I'm sorry. I love Bitcoin. I've been involved for a long time.
Why are baseball cards worth hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Because there's limited supply?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's a limited supply of
Bitcoin. There's demand,
Bitcoin.
Though, and there's a name brand to them, so there's all those things. But one of the things I wonder is you pick your new cryptocurrency that came out after Bitcoin, anything that's come out in the last 5 years, and every one of them is a superior technology to Bitcoin.
Well, a lot of them are. Some of them are proof of stake.
I guess the ones that are in the top 50. How's that?
They have specific use cases, that are, whereas Bitcoin was kind of a vanilla, very basic.
Yeah.
Sure, it's got its limitations, but, I think that a lot of the innovations that have happened since then with the so-called better blockchains are, making it more useful for consumers, but not necessarily as a store of value, but it's better as a medium of exchange.
Okay.
So Bitcoin used to be a store of value and a medium of exchange. It is now really just the store of value. The medium of exchange aspect has essentially been stripped away for any transaction under $100. And actually, the folks over at AnyPay, Derek J. and Steven, who we've had on the show, we talked to them recently at their shop, the Free State Bitcoin shop, last week when Mike, you and I and a bunch of people were out at the Bitcoin blockchain convention that happened here in New Hampshire for the very first time. I was just talking with the guys from AnyPay last night, and they are having to change their acceptance model. There was a proposal to restrict Bitcoin transactions to a $100 minimum, but they decided to not do that, but to instead add in transaction fees on top of a Bitcoin price to protect the merchant. Because what was happening with AnyPay, for listeners that don't know, this is a merchant services platform that allows, you know, point of sale, somebody at a shop, like a brick and mortar location, to use a tablet with a pin pad on it, and you type in the price and you hit collect, and it gives you a QR code, and the customer scans that code, and then they pay with Bitcoin or Dash, so there's a choice, and they're actually adding Litecoin and Bitcoin Cash as we speak. So the customer can choose if they want to pay with Bitcoin. It used to be that the merchant would take a small hit on the back end for when the Bitcoin was transmitted to their wallet. So, of course, that hit got larger and larger as the Bitcoin fees have been raising and up and up and up. The fees are now like basically you're going to pay $5 minimum for many Bitcoin transactions these days. So if I want to go in and buy, you know, a pack of rolling papers from Corner News here in Keene, New Hampshire, which has been accepting Bitcoin since 2013, well, then I would have to pay $5 on top as a transaction fee to send that fee. But now the folks at AnyPay are adding another fee on top of that because they have to transmit that to the merchant, and they want the merchant to get the full amount because otherwise they're ruining the merchant's experience. The original pitch behind Bitcoin was, hey, merchant, you can take cryptocurrency, this Bitcoin thing here, and you get to keep 100% of the transaction.
It's a fee-paying fee.
That's better than... Well, because the way it worked was that the customer would pay the fee, and they still do, to transmit the currency to the merchant. But that would mean that, so by comparison, credit cards, for instance, maybe a 3% fee with like a, you know, 25-cent fee on top of that. So usually you're paying at least, you know, 2.93% for a credit card transaction. So one of the reasons why a merchant would want to take cryptocurrency, besides the fact that it's cutting edge and it's cool and might go up in value, is that you get, as the merchant, like a cash transaction, you keep 100% of the profits. That was the old pitch. Now, with the new Bitcoin, it's... The fees are so large, unless they change their business model, for the AnyPay business model, to add in extra fees on top for the customer to pay, the merchant would have to take a hit. So now with Bitcoin transactions through AnyPay, and I don't know, I haven't actually tested this. They literally just implemented it last night, so I haven't had a chance to test it to see how much they're charging. But, you know, on a $1 transaction, on a $5 transaction, whatever the amount is, they're going to add in a few bucks on top of that as a Bitcoin network fee. And they're going to show it to the customer so it's clear this isn't some sort of bug in the program. This isn't the merchant trying to jack you for an extra $3 or whatever it ends up being. This is the price of doing business with Bitcoin now. Is you as the customer, you got to pay that. And so that's going to make it so people do not want to pay with Bitcoin. And it's already getting to be that point. Here's news from Steam. Now, Steam, for those that don't know, is the largest, maybe competitive. I don't know if it's bigger than like PlayStation or Xbox, but it's up there.
It's big.
It's huge. For PC gaming, Steam is the delivery platform for games. That's what it is. It is a way for people, instead of going to Best Buy or some storefront location, to pick a box off a shelf, take it home and install it like we did in the 90s and the early aughts. Steam came out, I think probably the mid-aughts or something like that, and initially it only had Valve software on it, but they've expanded to where all kinds of video game publishers have their games on Steam. Some of them are independent, you know, with small games, low-budget games. Some of them are very expensive, AAA kind of quality titles. This is where you go to buy games online these days. And a few years ago, I think, maybe a couple years, I'm not sure when they started it, but it's been at least a couple years, I think, Steam announced that they were going to start taking Bitcoin. And they did. But now they're announcing they're not. They're going to stop taking, and they have stopped.
Are they switching to another crypto?
They have not. I've got their press release here, so yeah. I'll share that with you. And as far as I can tell, they are not. So there's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. This is a major hit to Bitcoin. More coming up.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating, and all of his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE. .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal, then it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Paris would appear to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, have you been peeping in on Daryl W. Perry as he's been inside your house from your Blink home security system?
No. Yeah. I thought that would be inappropriate, but I can tell you this. I knew that there was, I've got a camera set up in a room where I knew he wasn't going to spend much time.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it going for the times that it goes, and the cat frequents the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, in those times. So yesterday in particular, I got myself a nice big kitty anus on my camera scan.
Call an asterisk.
Right, it's just like an asterisk.
Blink Home Security System is available to you over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You want to talk about easy to set up? It doesn't get easier than this, in my experience. And I've been involved with some setups of home security systems. And I think it would work fine for a small office as well. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera. And it's easy to set up. All you have to do is use a Wi-Fi-enabled device like your tablet or smartphone. You plug in the one wire in the system, which is the power cable for their hub. You then pop the batteries into the camera units and put them wherever you want them and get them rolling within minutes.
You can't beat this thing for value. You just can't beat it for value.
It actually works.
Like,
I was surprised how well it works.
It does what it says it's going to do, and it does it well, and it does it very, very cost-effectively.
And you don't have to drill holes and run wires or any of that. It's a wireless camera system, and it doesn't have some crazy DVR made in China with a bunch of English that you can't really figure out, and you wonder if it's going to break. So blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to go get your Blink cams or order them for somebody that you care about this holiday season as we continue here with the news about Bitcoin. As we are talking to you, it has crashed through $14,000 per
Zoomed
Bitcoin.
Through. I wouldn't call it crashed. That's kind of the other direction.
Okay, very good. Zoomed through, broken through the $14,000. Last night, it was like $12,000.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't been 24 hours. I sent a message to a friend of mine last night saying, hey, happy $12,000, and that was at like 9 o'clock. It's 7
was
o'clock.
I flabbergasted.
It's $2,000 in a day. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, I sold my BTC yesterday at a little over $12,000, and I'm thinking, I got made 5%.
You sold some?
Yeah, I sold, and I'm like, I made 5%, great, I'll wait till it dips, and I'll buy back in, and it's like zoom to the moon. And
I sold some back when it was $5,000 because I was tweaked out about the fork that was supposed to happen that ultimately got canceled, so if I'd waited another month, I could have sold it at twice as much.
Yeah, I was too hamstrung to sell. When we were talking about Bitcoin back in the day, and it would go from $6 to $4 to $7 in a day, those kind of swings are the same as what you're talking about now.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but it was a little. At least people felt like it was easier to get in at that time.
Sure. And the market was much smaller.
Much, much, much smaller.
The misconception, though, about
Free Talk Live could go on the air and say, buy Bitcoin, and watch the market go up.
The misconception about Bitcoin is that you have to buy one. And that is the biggest misconception. Yeah. It is wrong. You can still get $5 worth of Bitcoin, although it's crazy to buy that small amount because of the fees. You probably want to buy 20 or 30 or $40 worth. But you can do that. Unfortunately, Bitcoin is becoming less useful over time. And another example of that is the fact that Steam, the world's largest gaming delivery platform, as far as I can tell, at least on PC, it's huge. It was big news a few years ago when Steam announced that they were going to start accepting Bitcoin. Unfortunately, now they're announcing they're going to stop. And in fact, they are stopping. December 6th, that's today. As of today, this is from their press release on their website. Steam will no longer support Bitcoin as a payment method on our platform due to high fees and volatility in the value of Bitcoin. In the past few months, we've seen an increase in the volatility in the value of Bitcoin and a significant increase in the fees to process transactions on the Bitcoin network. For example, transaction fees that are charged to the customer by the Bitcoin network have skyrocketed this year, topping out at close to $20 a transaction last week, compared to roughly 20 cents when we initially enabled Bitcoin. Unfortunately, Valve, which is the company that owns Steam, has no control over the amount of the fee. These fees result in unreasonably high costs for purchasing games when paying with Bitcoin. I mean, some of these games are the price of the fees.
Yeah.
You know, $20 or less, you get a $5 game or a $10 game, and then you're doubling that price because of the fees. They say here the high transaction fees cause even greater problems when the value of Bitcoin itself drops dramatically. Historically, the value of Bitcoin has been volatile, but the degree of volatility has become extreme in the past few months, losing as much as 25% in value over a period of days, or in some cases, one day, a morning. This creates a problem for customers trying to purchase games with Bitcoin. When checking out on Steam, a customer will transfer X amount of Bitcoin for the cost of the game, plus Y amount of Bitcoin to cover the transaction fee charged by the Bitcoin network. The value of Bitcoin is only guaranteed for a certain period of time, so if the transaction doesn't complete within that window of time, then the amount of Bitcoin needed to cover the transaction can change. The amount it can change has been increasing recently to a point where it can be significantly different. The normal resolution for this is to either refund the original payment to the user or ask the user to transfer additional funds to cover the remaining balance. In both of these cases, the user is hit with the Bitcoin network transaction fee again. This year, we've been seeing increasing number of customers get into this state. With the transaction fee being so high right now, it's not feasible to refund or ask the customer to transfer the missing balance, which itself runs the risk of underpayment again. So let me explain a little bit more here what they're saying. You go to Steam. You want to buy a $10 game. You're willing, for whatever reason, to pay the $5 transaction fee on top of that. But for whatever reason, the transaction doesn't complete within the allotted time frame, right. 15 minutes or whatever. And now they're saying, well, you've got to pay a little bit more in order to complete this transaction. You're like, well, I just paid $15 worth of Bitcoin for this $10 game. I don't want to pay you another $2 in Bitcoin because then I have to pay you another $5 fee to send that $2 to you. And so they're like, well, we would refund it to you, but then we've got to pay $5 just to refund it to you. This is a cluster F.
That's exactly what that is, yes.
So going on here a little bit more. So with the transaction fee being so high, it's not feasible to refund, which they say, or ask the customer to transfer the missing balance, which itself runs the risk of underpayment again, depending on how much the value of Bitcoin changes while the Bitcoin network processes the additional transfer. Because remember, the network delays are also a factor. If you don't send a high enough fee, what happens? It sits there.
Yeah, it sits there, and it gets returned to you in like 2 weeks.
Right. I sent some Bitcoin transactions today, and I purposefully put a low fee in there just to see how long it's going to take to get the... And
I'm waiting on one right now.
And when I say a low fee, I'm saying a third. Not like, you know, pennies, but I sent like a $2 or $3 fee instead of a $5 or $6 fee. And it's just been waiting all day long. So anyway,
nope.
Back...
Yep, mine's still waiting.
At this point, it has become untenable, says Steam, to support Bitcoin as a payment option. We may reevaluate whether Bitcoin makes sense for us and for the Steam community at a later date. We'll continue working to resolve any pending issues for customers who are impacted by existing underpayments or transaction fees. I mean, this is just something that is taking way too much time. It is way too complicated, and they're kicking it to the curb. Who's next? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. How many times can press releases like this come out and the price of Bitcoin continue to go up? It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. As we continue, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
You are interested in Bitcoin, are you? Well, maybe you need to learn a thing or two about it before you actually go and pull the trigger and actually buy some of it. Go to bitcoin.com, great website to learn the basics about the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency. As many problems as it has, the price is still going up. With companies like Steam dropping support for Bitcoin, I question how long this meteoric rise can last, but nonetheless, the price continues up regardless of what I think about it.
The hedge funds and the family offices are waking up to it. They're starting to buy it up. They're seeing it as a solid long-term store of value.
Oh, yeah, we got news about J.P. Morgan changing their mind.
They're wonderful.
So there's a lot of good news in the world of Bitcoin, and the price is certainly part of that. So if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. You want to get the latest headlines about Bitcoin, go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find all kinds of information there. And there's all kinds of other cool features on the Bitcoin.com site. They've got a forum. They've got some handy tools, like tools.bitcoin.com is where you can go at any time you want to get a quick price translation. You know, what is this amount of dollars in Bitcoin or vice versa? Or Bitcoin Cash, the new competitor to Bitcoin that is currently the number 3 currency, cryptocurrency in the world. Bitcoin Cash, you can also change out the values there over at tools.bitcoin.com. So it's a really useful site, very, very informative. Highly recommend you check that out. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We go to Pepper. He's on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Pepper. Where are you calling from tonight?
Calling from San Francisco.
Welcome. You're on the air.
That was unexpected. I didn't know. It wasn't quite ready.
Oh.
But I'm calling about Bitcoin wallets, actually.
Okay.
So it fits right in, I think.
Right. And you're calling from San Francisco, the supposed number one most Bitcoin-accepting city per capita.
I haven't found a single place.
Yeah, Keene beats San Francisco by a factor of like four. Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, and we've got them all right in the heart
of
downtown.
I'd say it beats its pants off, but San Francisco really does have that cornered.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people don't have pants already, so it's fine. You can just drive around and find people with no pants. But there's no businesses that I've been able to find that would want to pay me something, because I'm a photographer and I wanted to go out and earn some Bitcoin that way rather than buying it.
Yeah, sure.
So I looked on the map and I couldn't find anything. I mean, I found places, but they didn't really materialize. A lot of them were businesses that were not brick and mortar. They were kind of run from the home and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my question was, I'm actually just decided to, after now that it's Bitcoin is just going crazy, I decided to just buy some, even though I've been trying to avoid it up until now. I wanted to get your current views on wallets, because I had downloaded the Jax wallet previously when I heard about it on the show, I think. So now that I actually have some of this currency, I want to have the sort of shape-shifting ability to diversify.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, and I heard some comments about maybe Jax wasn't so great for some reasons, but I didn't hear any details. So I just thought I'd give a shot and call into the show. And maybe I imagine there's about 1,000 other people having the same question.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jax turned into a bit of a disappointment. It's got some bugs, and those bugs have never really been
for different
remedied.
Platforms, right? I mean, you know,
it's been a disappointment on both platforms that I've seen. Most people use it on their smartphone, whether it be Apple or Android. There have been issues with people sending the Bitcoin or whatever their crypto is out of the wallet, and if you can't send it out of the wallet, that's a huge problem. And the guys over at Jax, you know, they're nice folks. And
I think they're trying hard to work on it, but they've got some challenges going.
Yeah, it's just not a wallet that even while they were the Bitcoin, the official Bitcoin wallet, I could never recommend it personally, and
not
I never,
never
did.
But for
no, I never did recommend Jax personally. I couldn't. It just was too buggy.
Well, I felt like early on it was a pretty good wallet.
Early on, it kind of worked mostly, but it didn't take very long before people start reporting problems.
And then I experienced some problems too, as far as like sending.
I've been using the Exodus wallet in the last several months.
Now that's a PC wallet, right?
That's a PC wallet. I believe they're coming out with a hardware wallet at some point. Yeah.
And an app,
and a mobile app. I found it extremely useful.
I've heard it's a great wallet.
It is a great wallet. You can add a lot of different currencies on there, and you can exchange between them very easily. I was very impressed with it.
What do they use? Shapeshift?
I'm not quite sure. I haven't looked into the technology of it.
So one thing I can tell you about wallets is there's... You know, like the Bitcoin environment isn't mature enough to say, this is the wallet, and you should stick with it forever and ever.
Yeah, they're always changing.
Blockchain was the wallet to have some years ago, and then
it got crappy.
Their app got just terrible.
But then it got good again.
Yeah. And I would expect...
And it got crappy on Android, but it was still good on iPhone.
Yep.
But then it got good again on Android.
And now
it's pretty good.
I know the guys that are behind Jax, and every bit of software out there has challenges, and that's going to be a problem. At some point, they're going to get this working, and I think it'll be the best thing going. But until then...
Not right now. It's the worst one.
They weren't doing much marketing. One thing was for sure. They were very reticent to advertise at all, and it was me saying, hey, but I love this. This is great tech that got them to advertise, and then, you know, so maybe they weren't ready for prime time, and I pushed them into it. That's one of the things that I feel really responsible for.
Right, and now they're not so happy because we told them we wanted to break up with them, basically.
It's not you, it's me.
So there isn't an official wallet of Free Talk Live.
And you've decided there will never be an official wallet.
I don't want to sell that because, I don't want to. Look, I mean,
I don't want to get tied to one of these things.
I got a hardware wallet this weekend.
Which kind?
The Ledger Nano.
Okay. I've heard good things about that.
It's really nice. They have apps to interface with your phone, PC, iPhone, Mac. But the only downside, I got the Nano S, and it's got limited memory capacity on the hardware.
So you can only have so many cryptos.
And that's, but, you know, I've been shopping for different ways of attaching it to my body that will be very happy, hard to detach.
How much memory does it take to have a wallet?
Not a whole lot. I mean, so what kind of wallet are you looking for? Are you looking for one on your phone? Are you looking for something more like a hardware wallet, which is more for like a cold storage option? What are you looking
for? I'm looking for one for my iPhone.
Okay.
And one that's really flexible as far as just switching to different currencies. I want to get a little bit of
Unfortunately, there's nothing that I'm aware of for a multi-crypto wallet for iPhone that is good. I've never heard of anything for iPhone. Jax exists, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Real quick about Jax, just to close out the Jax part. You guys are in the problems are really bugs. There's not like so much a security or trust issue there, right?
There were some security issues that came out about it as well. I forget exactly what that was. It's been a while since we discussed it. Even the Jax people admit you don't want to use it for storing a serious amount of cryptocurrency.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Trezor?
I have a Trezor. I like the Trezor.
Yeah.
But that's not a phone wallet. But if you want to store something in cold storage, the Ledger, as you pointed out, the Trezor, these are the two big ones in the hardware wallet world, and they're both fine wallets from what I can tell. But as far as iPhone is concerned, even if there was a good multi-crypto wallet, you still don't want to store your life savings in a phone wallet in general.
Yeah.
You want to store an amount that you might need if you're out and about shopping or, you know, if... You know, you just want to have something on hand.
The phone that I have a software wallet on, I actually deactivated the cellular contract, so I only use it with Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
Because when I was in New York in May, someone basically cloned it and frauded me a whole bunch of money on Uber, and I'm saying, okay, that's it. I'm canceling my...
Wow.
So Coinomi is supposed to come out with a iOS device version of their software, and from what I've seen so far with their Android version, it's the best multi-crypto phone wallet that I've used so far, but it's not perfect. Our co-host Will Coley had some issues over the weekend sending Dash out of Coinomi, and I think he said it finally cleared up, but, you know, again, it's still the bleeding edge of this technology, basically, right now,
and keep
that in mind, Pepper, and thank you for your call tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business Innovations. Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We just had the question from one of our listeners as to what wallet is a good multi-crypto wallet. Unfortunately, Coinomi, which is the best one I've come across so far, only exists for Android at this time, and they've got a bunch of cryptos that you can store in Coinomi.
I'd like to point out that Bitcoin.com has a collection of wallets over there that they recommend.
They do.
And those include Bitcoin Cash and things that, other stuff.
But as far as multi-crypto wallets are concerned, there really aren't very many.
The caller didn't ask.
Yes, he did. He was asking about that. And there are not very many options as far as that goes, unfortunately, at this time. Hopefully, Coinomi will be following through on their promise to have its iOS version available sometime this year. We're running out of time.
Or you could give up on your Apple phone and get a real phone.
That's kind of the issue here, is getting through the Apple app process is not
easy. That is a problem, yeah. They make it a lot harder to get an app approved for their app store than Google does.
Right. Once it's through, it should be good, but, hasn't always been the case.
If you want to be on the cutting edge of crypto, I'm sorry, iPhone is just not the place to be for that.
Right.
It's just not.
Buddy, here's a few Litecoin. Get yourself a real phone.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. I did just find a website, CryptoCompare.com, that's got a laundry, lengthy list of these wallets, including reviews and star ratings and a list of all of them, kind of what currencies they support and what operating systems they're available for. So at a glance, you can easily see that. But as you said, Mark, there's also a list over at Bitcoin.com. And if you wanted to, you could go to the Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. We actually have some crypto-specific sub-forums on that forum, and that might be a good place to ask questions. We just had somebody brand new sign up there today saying he heard about it on the radio and he had questions about Bitcoin. So he signed up, he created an account, and started to ask his questions. So if you want to do some crowdsourcing, that might be a way to do it as well. Check out our forum. It's free to get registered over at forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sierra Leone, where Mustafa is on the line on Skype. Hello, Mustafa.
Hello, guys. How are you guys?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight, or today, or this morning for you?
Oh, it's good. Presently, I'm not in Sierra Leone. I came down to Ghana.
Ghana, all right.
Yes, I'm presently in Ghana, in Kumasi.
Got it. What did you want to talk about
What's
tonight?
On your mind?
Today I want to talk about my trip for the Free Life Talk programs, for the Free State programs. You know, you guys have been telling you about that project, you know, since like past three years I've not been succeed for that program. So like I'm, you know, still talking and still, you know, saying my message to libertarian guys in New Hampshire for them to look at my cry that I want to come for the programs because I need a Free Life Talk programs ready.
So you're a libertarian in Sierra Leone. You want to travel to come to the to New Hampshire to check out the Free State Project's convention that they have, which is called the Liberty Forum, and that happens in the wintertime up here. But the issue has been what? Passport issues? What has been holding you up? Oh, did we lose you? Mustafa, are you there?
Yeah, as I recall, on his first trip, he had all the paperwork put together and the money, and then basically the...
He got denied,
yeah,
right?
One government, and I'm not sure which, whether it was his or ours, just said, no.
Yeah, and...
Even on a tourist visa? Really?
I've never been an African, so yeah. I don't know how hard or how easy it can be. I know that the amount of money it takes to apply is prohibitively high for these folks.
Right, you're talking about 6 months worth of pay in order to just apply or something.
Right, and then, you know, and that application can be denied. I worked on this with Mustafa, and I got a, you know, letter from the, at the time, there was the transition between the two presidents of the Free State Project. It was Carla Jarecki going out and Nat Phillips coming in. And I got a letter from both of them and a couple of other letters of recommendation. I mean, this is just for the visa.
Yeah. That should, you know, once you've got those recommendations, the invitations, that should be a lot easier to get the visa through.
No,
I'm really kind of shocked.
Well, I mean, the government can always just take your application fee and deny you. That way you have to give them another application fee.
Yeah.
So if the government of Sierra Leone would like a, or I guess the application fee goes to the American government,
yeah.
I apologize. But if the American government wants to get, you know, twice the application fee, all they have to do is deny you once. And then, you know, if you really want to go, you'll save enough money to try again. Let's go. And he had dropped off the line there. It's probably a bad connection between here and in Ghana.
Yeah.
But let's go to Ricky. He is calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky, in the Commonwealth.
Ah, Brother Ian, Brother Mark. Welcome back, Brother Mark.
Thank you.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Hey, same to you there, Brother Mike. Well, I've been kind of sitting here thinking, you know, I've been talking a lot lately about secession and Confederacy and all of these things, and that's kind of an interesting idea, if I may, Brother Ian.
Yep, you called. Go ahead.
Well, I started thinking of the Commonwealth, one of the problems we have here, like Philadelphia wanted to secede from the rest of us, and then I remember once talking about occupation. Now, I would not want that. Now, an even bigger problem is you got New York State wants to join the rest of the Commonwealth. Now,
York State wants to join Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's been something they've been wanting to do since 15, but there's a problem.
15 what?
2015.
2015, okay.
Uh-huh.
Upstate New York or New York State in general?
Well, it's New York. Well, I guess New York State. I mean, it's upstate New York mostly, but it'd be New York State. They want to get away from New York City.
Oh, yeah, I know that there's a movement in upstate New York
to secede from
yeah, basically everything south of Westchester.
Yeah, I've never heard the claim that they want to join Pennsylvania.
Unless it's some sort of confederation between a Catskill confederation, maybe?
Well, here's the problem. Then I had a very interesting idea who could join us. See, I would be fine because the people from upstate New York very much like us down here. But the problem is you'd have an island called New York City in between us. That would be a very bad idea if that were to be possible, which would be really a bad idea. You know? You know what I mean, brother?
Well, you'd also have to deal with New Jersey, which is kind of a nice toxic environment separating most of
us. Oh, is it ever anymore? But see, I had an interesting idea. See, somebody that would be very, very much to join a certain confederation, New Hampshire. See, because you have that problem with...
you got to be kidding, man. New Hampshire is not going to be interested in joining New York or anything.
If New Hampshire secedes, it's going to be its own republic.
Yeah.
It will be the Switzerland of North America.
If New Hampshire joins New York, I'm moving out. Thanks for the call, Ricky. I'm getting out. I'm moving to Mexico. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking tonight, of course, about Bitcoin. Over $2,000 increased in price in just the last 24 hours.
To the moon, Alice.
It's amazing. You know, I was just looking at the...
Soon you'll be able to buy Mexico.
By the end of the show tonight...
You'll be able to buy Mexico?
No, by the end of the show tonight, we might actually see $400 billion market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined. Now, just so people out there are familiar with the term, the market cap is the total value of all of the cryptocurrency in circulation. So the Bitcoin market cap on its own is over $200 billion, just for Bitcoin. But for all of the cryptocurrencies, in fact, Bitcoin right now, $238 billion. For all cryptos, Ether, Dash, you know, you name it, all the 1,300 different cryptos out there, $395 billion tonight. Now, if you look at the chart over at coinmarketcap.com, you can see that it's increasing at an the amount that's going up is increasing as far as the amount of time that it takes for it to increase the same amount is going down. So it first hit $100 billion market cap back in June. It then took another several months to get up to $200 billion. So it was in early November when it hit $200 billion. By the time it hit $300 billion, November had not ended yet. So it took about just over 3 weeks to get from $200 billion to $300 billion. It is now not even through the first week of December. It hit $300 billion on November 27th, right around November 26th, 27th. So it's been less than 2 weeks,
it is
almost at $400 billion.
There's two ways to look at this. Either A, it's a bubble.
That would mean all cryptocurrency is a bubble.
Well, I think cryptocurrency rises and falls with Bitcoin to some extent.
Like generally,
there's
it does.
A tethering.
The other side of the coin is what we call an economic singularity.
What's that?
Well, we've talked about the singularity, the technological singularity.
That's where humans meld themselves with the machines,
right.
Basically.
Well,
machines become intelligent enough to upgrade themselves.
Technologies create economic singularities. And here we're seeing technologies applied to money is creating this singularity that just in these crypto markets, but it's eventually going to extend to much more of the economy.
All right, we can talk about that if you want, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.